Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to our call. My name is Tim Corcoran, and I'm going to be your host today for our free conference call, an introduction to the Twin Eagles Wilderness Immersion Program. I'm the co-director and co-founder of Twin Eagles Wilderness School, along with my wife, Janine Tidwell. And yeah, we're really stoked to be hosting the call today. We've had a great response to the call. We've had folks registered from all around the United States, Southwest, Northwest, Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, and we've even had some folks register from Europe, which is really exciting. So a great response and a big welcome and hello to everybody who's out there today. We're using the Maestro conference call technology for our gathering here today, and just a couple quick notes on the technology. One is, if by any chance you get dropped from the call, just call right back using the same number and same code, and that should get you right back on. If you're having technical difficulties during the call, you can just press the number 5 on your telephone keypad, and we'll have someone help you out. Or again, you can always try hanging up and call back. So again, welcome here, and we're really, really glad to be hosting the call today. I just want to encourage everyone to, you know, whether you're listening live or listening to the recording, as I know some folks weren't able to make the live call, but will be listening at a future time. Just want to encourage you all to just take a moment and just relax into to our time here. And, you know, we're all listening in from all kinds of different places, from the Sandpoint area to all throughout the inland Northwest, and like I said, the United States and even Europe. But I would imagine right now that we're all gathered in a nice grassy meadow on a nice warm day, and maybe there's a cool breeze blowing through, and maybe you can join me in that. Just imagine that we're gathered like that. That's where I would probably prefer to be right now. But I am grateful for this technology that allows us to connect. So the intention of our call today, you know, we're having this call to give folks who have heard about our Twin Eagles Wilderness Immersion Program more of a sense of it. I'm guessing that you've probably read about our Wilderness Immersion Program on our website. Perhaps you're on our email list and you're getting those announcements about the program. And so this call is really designed to give you all more of a felt sense of the program. I've been made aware in the last month that there's been actually a number of folks who have been seriously considering joining the program. And I just got that sense, you know, gosh, there's probably other folks out there who are looking at this, really considering it. Maybe you haven't reached out to us yet. So we're just wanting to extend ourselves and share a little bit from our hearts and share about our passion and our connection to all this, what this means to us, what you can expect if you come out and join us. And, make that connection so that if it feels like, hey, this feels like something really good, this feels like a good match, then we can support you to come on out and join us. Brief outline of what we're going to be doing. I'll be opening up here, and I'll be your host today, of course. My wife, Janine, is also on the line, and Janine is the co-founder and co-director, as I said, of Twin Eagles Wilderness School, and Janine's also going to be is also in a lead design and instructing role at our Wilderness Immersion Program, so she'll be sharing as well. Once we you know, share about some different points on the program, I think we're going to have an opportunity to actually hear from some folks who are currently enrolled in the program and get their perspective on why they've joined, what this means to them. And then after that, as promised, we do have a special offer and a discount that we're going to be offering, and so I'll be filling you in on that. And at the very end of the call, if we have time for questions and answers, we can open up the lines to that. And Maestro is really cool because it allows you to raise your hand by pressing different numbers on the keypad. So we'll get to that if there's time at the end of our call. Okay, so with that, I'm going to actually turn the mic over to Janine, and Janine is going to share a little bit about the big picture vision of the Wilderness Immersion Program and share with us from that perspective. So welcome, Janine.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd just like to say big hello to everybody who are on the call. And I'd like to share about the vision of the Twin Eagles Wilderness Immersion Program, which is to bring people to a place inside themselves where they're connecting with their own wildness. You're connected to feeling fully alive, and you're connected with people and the world around you in a way that you're moving in harmony with your place, with your whole body and your mind and your spirit. And what I'm seeing in this work is that feeling fully alive is pretty important these days. When we're feeling fully alive, we're saying yes to being vulnerable. And when we're saying yes to abundant vulnerability, then we discover our authentic self and our true purpose. I remember an author and a teacher, Krishnamurti, who once said that wildness is a state of complete awareness. So in this sense, the vision of this program is to bring people to continual moments of complete awareness. And the beauty of this is that the process happens through the ultimate teacher and mentor, which is nature, through this deep connection with nature and with community and with oneself. People are brought to a place within themselves where they feel they're living a life of deep connection and full aliveness. And the immersion program is this midwife that births this transformation for people. The immersion program is the catalyst, in a sense, for this incredible discovery that people have with nature and community and themselves. So I just want to bring out this big picture of deep connection and living a life of fully alive and fully connected with ourselves and with others and the world around us. And we do that through full vulnerability and through discovering our authentic gifts and our purpose. I think that'll be a good way to open up looking into the finer details of what actually happens in the day in and day out of the immersion program.
Beautiful. Thank you, Janine. I can say I'm behind that vision 100%. So just to give you a sense, you may be aware of this, but the logistical overview of the program. So the program is a 9-month program. It starts in September and ends in June. And the program meets 3 days per week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays during the daytime hours. Participants show up in the morning, leave in the afternoon. And there's a variety of expeditions and intensives that are all overnight experiences to add to the experience. And we've got about 10 of those throughout the year, so it's a little bit more than one a month. And what we've found is that this combination of training is really highly effective, really the most effective methodology that we've experienced. The balance of having the basic daily and weekly routine, you know, come in on the Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, balanced with those more intensive, some of them take it to the level of truly being a rite of passage, having those experiences. So balancing those two is a really critical piece when it comes to the transformational journey, and that's how our program is designed. What I'd like to do is cover the 8 different areas of curriculum, if you can call it that, which we incorporate into our Twin Eagles Wilderness Immersion Program. There's 8 main areas, right? And so it all begins with naturalist training. You know, it all begins with this. This is the foundation of everything else, is this most basic primary connection to the animals, the plants, the reptiles and amphibians, the insects and fish, the trees, the shrubs and vines, the weather, and the birds, right? Understanding what can help you in your journey of nature connection, what can hurt you, understanding and making that connection to those things. When we look back at indigenous cultures, what we find is that by the age of 7, and I've got a 6-year-old boy, so I have a bit of a felt sense for this, by the age of seven, you know, in an intact traditional indigenous culture, children had a complete knowledge of all of those things, of all the animals, hazards, plants, reptiles, amphibians, fish, insects, trees, shrubs, vines, birds, of their area by the age of seven. And this literally formed the basis of their worldview and the basis for all the other skills to rest on top of. You know, metaphorically, you could think of it like this, because, right, a thing I see oftentimes is people will go out and learn survival skills. They'll, you know, whatever, learn how to make a debris hut, learn a bow drill. Maybe they're out there learning tinctures, medicinal tinctures. Maybe they're learning bird language practices. And yet, without those basic, fundamental, primary, foundational naturalist skills, much of the power is lost. Metaphorically, you could think of it like each time you pick up a new skill, say you learn to weave baskets, that's like a book. You can imagine that metaphorically as a book. And so as you go through this process of acquiring different skills, you get this great big pile of books. And you know how that is with your books, right? If you don't have a bookshelf, they're all just sitting there in a box and like, oh, man, where is everything? And you can't find anything when you need it. And it's really hard to access and hard to use. And so when we get that bookshelf and we put the books up, all of a sudden, wow, look, there they all are. I can see all the titles. I can access any one of them anytime I want really easily and efficiently. And having naturalist training is like the bookshelf when it comes to the journey of deep nature connection. It's the context within which everything else sits. It's that context. And our approach really is one of balancing a modern field ecology approach using field guides, balancing that with the approach used by our local native peoples of this bioregion that have been used for millennia. And that's where the real gift lies for us, where the Western mind meets the native mind, right? And, you know, all this is really, in a way, it's common sense, right? How can you be a tracker without having solid natural history knowledge of the mammals? How can you be a survivalist without having a really in-depth understanding of the trees? Which ones are the hardwoods? Which are the softwoods? Which have fibrous inner bark? Which don't? Right? And we could apply that to any of the different areas of study when it comes to deep nature connection. So the naturalist, that's really where we start. Next up, we're going to hear about ethnobotany, and Janine is going to share about that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to share a little bit about a look into our human history for a moment with ethnobotany. You know, there was this time in human history when common people, like all people, knew the wisdom of the plants and their uses for food and medicine. And in our Western culture, we've gotten accustomed to placing that knowledge and that felt experience of plants in the hands of specialists, like allopathic and naturopathic doctors and other people like that. But, you know, there's a valuable resources and support for us from those specialists, you know, especially when we're in times of illness or our bodies are out of balance or we're actually seeking to just maintain wellness, or we want cleansing and rejuvenation. However, the vision of the ethnobotany aspect to the immersion program is that the seed of possibility is still alive within us for all of us to access plants for food and medicine. We can be in a living, active relationship with the plants. And, you know, in its most basic sense, it's really possible to know the plants surrounding us and be able to safely gather them for food and medicine and be able to take care of our own health in times of wellness and in times of disease. And when we look to the plants for medicine to help the process of healing, we're not just talking about healing our bodies. We're also talking about healing our spirits. Plants are allies in this whole picture of healing ourselves. So the vision for the ethnobotany aspect of the immersion program is that it's our birthright to learn about the relationship we have with plants. Beyond food and medicine, there's a plethora of ways we'll learn how to work with plants as well. Yeah. For utilitarian purposes, from processing fibers into baskets to making arrows or making cordage or making clothing. And the ethnobotany component is all about restoring and healing our relationship with plants with the same potency that the medicine plants give us when we really need it. We'll gather plants right under our toes, wherever we are. There are plants, literally I can walk out my door and there's plants right there for the picking. And that's true no matter where you live. Plants are everywhere. So we're going to learn about the most common universal plants and also those special plants that, you know, are remedies for very special things. And we'll be gathering for food and medicine. And when you walk away, when you come out of the immersion program, you feel like everything is plants. Seriously. And what's not a plant that you don't know, that you can't be in relationship with? So just want to give you that big explosion of green for a moment. Plants really are our allies in living in balance with our bodies and our spirits, and plants can take care of us. So you'll get a whole bunch about being in relationship with plants through ethnobotany here.
Excellent. That's great. Thank you, Janine. Our next topic that we cover, and this is a really, really big one, is wilderness survival and primitive skills. You know, this gets a lot of attention. People oftentimes make a strong association with our organization, with Twin Eagles Wilderness School and wilderness survival. And some people might even say that many of the other skills are subsets of this. But we really look at it as a whole area of study unto itself, right? And for me, you know, it's one of my personal favorite things to do with my life. It's just plain fun and exhilarating and amazing. It's an awesome vehicle for personal growth and transformation, connection to nature, an amazing vehicle for connecting with other people. Some of my closest brothers that I share the closest bonds with, you know, those bonds were forged in wilderness survival experiences, where we went out and put our skills to the test. And wilderness survival, it brings out this tremendous experience of freedom and self-sufficiency that I've never experienced anywhere else, and I've never heard of anyone else experiencing that level of freedom through any other pathway in life. To be able to walk out into the woods, into the wilderness with nothing, and say, I know all of my basic needs, shelter, water, fire, and food, are going to be met and met abundantly. You know, the confidence that comes with that is, it's staggering. I mean, when I first experienced that, I couldn't believe it. It was, and I know that it's almost impossible for me to actually convey this just through words. It's an experience that can really only be appreciated when it's actually experienced. You know, for me, when I first got into this wilderness survival training at the age of 25, as a young man, I had this deep need, which is really, I think, an archetypal need, particularly for me at the time, to learn what does it mean to provide. And, you know, when I really sat with it, I had real issues with the fact that, okay, in order for me to live, like just to get by, I was completely dependent on grocery stores, on these giant homes that I really didn't understand. Like, how are these things built? And water. Like, well, where does water come from? And how would I get it? And you know, oh, there was so much I was dependent on: telecommunication systems, roadways, this whole matrix of the modern experience, just to get my basic needs met. And there was a part of me that just couldn't stand that. You know, I had to know, like, wow, I need for my own self, for my own inner peace, to be able to have that kind of relationship with the earth that I can go out and provide for those most basic needs. And so that quest really drove me in my initial years on this journey in a big, big way. Early on, when Janine and I first got involved, we would put these crazy tests to ourselves, things like, okay, we lived in this little cabin in Vermont, and we said to ourselves, all right, we're not going to allow ourselves to have a fire unless we light that thing with a primitive method. And I'll tell you what, we had about 2 months of being really, really cold as we learned to the bow drill and the hand drill and the pump drill and all these other methods. And but I'll tell you what, you know, we did indeed learn them. And over time, you know, we built those skills up until I was able to walk out into the woods with nothing and acquire all those things, shelter, water, fire, and food with ease. And, you know, again, it's that feeling of freedom and self-sufficiency that's really unequaled, certainly in the modern experience and in anything else I've ever done. You know, at the immersion program, we're going to have a great balance of practice time, like, say, on our Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and then we're going to have some, during our intensive times, opportunity to really put those skills to the test, and we'll build up to a whole wilderness survival challenge at the end of the year where folks have the opportunity to go out and put their skills to the test. And, you know, we'll have the opportunity to practice survival in a variety of different bioregions, in different weathers. You know, we'll be doing everything from making shelters, for example, out of leaf litter and making them out of snow. You know, that's one of my favorite trips is our winter trip where we go and make snow caves. We do tracking out on landscape, make our own primitive snowshoes. It's just a, oh my gosh, it's one of the highlights of the year for me, I know. So the wilderness survival, it's a huge piece. And also what comes with that are the primitive skills. And, you know, we could just simply differentiate the two by saying, I think of primitive skills as those long-term survival skills. Things like brain tanning buckskin, things like bow making, right? Perhaps pottery, basketry. These are the kind of things that you likely wouldn't be practicing if you were actually stuck out in a true wilderness survival situation. But if you were living primitively in a long-term setting, you'd be doing these things. And so we're going to have a chance to do that. We're going to be tanning. We're going to learn the hide tanning process, the traditional one. We'll be making bows, full-functioning wooden bows. We'll be putting all these skills to the test and having an opportunity to practice these things. And for me, that's another great joy and passion I've always had since I was a little kid. I remember with my grandfather, you know, this goes back in my lineage, is the natural craftsmanship. And, you know, like I often love to say, how often do we give ourselves that opportunity to sit and to work and carve a single piece of wood, you know, for a full 3 days, as we might when we're making a bow, right? And the artistic expression and the expression of self that comes out is really, really significant. So that's our wilderness survival and primitive skills. Fourth area that I want to cover here is wildlife tracking. Wildlife tracking is another personal favorite. And for me, it's about that feeling of being fully alive in my body and in my senses. And there's a quote from a Bushman, from Hassan Bushman in Africa, and Nate, and he says, and actually his name is Nate with a little click before his name there, or as part of his name. And Nate says, tracking is like dancing because the body is happy. And, you know, I'll tell you what, when you're out there and it's 15 degrees out and you're tracking a red fox and you're going along that trail and you come to that little spot where he marked his territory with just a little bit of urine, and you stop to smell it, to check, because the red fox urine is such a unique, pungent smell, you know. And, you know, it takes you to this amazing wild place inside yourself and in connection with the wild creatures. And it's one of the most joyful experiences I've ever had. It's a phenomenal opportunity to blend a logical approach with a mystical approach, wildlife tracking, right? So we're gonna geek out on it. I mean, from clear print identification to track interpretation, which is gate learning the various gaits of the animals. We'll do track aging. We'll get into an ecological assessment of our landscape. We'll do animal trailing. and even develop the empathetic connection through animal forms, imitating the animal movements in our own bodies. And, you know, there's a man by the name of Louis Liebenberg who worked with the San Bushmen over in Africa, and he wrote a great book called The Art of Tracking. And in it, he theorizes that tracking is really the oldest form of a reading. And, you know, it doesn't take much to really get behind that. Think back to our Earth-based ancestors, our hunter-gatherer ancestors. You know, tracking really was the first form of reading. And he also says that tracking was the origination of the first scientific method. I think this is an elk that moved west. And you'd follow, they'd follow it, and sure enough, there it was, or there it wasn't, right? And so connecting with tracking, you know, and that skill, and what was tracking? Why did people track in the first place? You know, it was about survival. It was about eating. It was about not starving. You know, when we make those primal ancestral connections like that, it activates something. This is how we as human beings developed. Our sensory capabilities, our five senses develop in relationship to the land. And now in our modern experience, we're using our senses, our eyes, our ears, in all these kind of weird ways with computers and driving cars and all these different things. And so when we return back to how we as human beings, to the context within which we grew, we were formed as human beings, as a species, it activates the full being experience of what it is to be alive. You know, fully alive in our senses, connected with who we are and how we were created on the planet. As we deepen in the tracking journey, our senses become sensitized to a very high and refined place. And what happens is we really push the edge of what's possible when it comes to perception. And it really is an amazing experience that people have when you begin to push your senses to that subtle of a level and begin to experience new forms of sensory perception that are actually very old, that most people have lost touch with. It's a deeply satisfying experience, you know. And we hear about this. There's all kinds of stories about the Bushmen, right, who have developed what almost seems like supernatural tracking abilities. And yet, what we find is that, indeed, they're not supernatural. It's just another expression, another layer of subtlety of sensory perception, and that we're capable as human beings of so much more. And what could that offer us in our modern time, in 2012, facing the issues we face globally, as a planet? You know, what would it be like if all of the leaders of our world were trained as trackers and had that subtle training with their own senses, their own five senses and beyond, and were able to pick up so much more about the world around them? How would that impact the world? What I find is when I train people, I work with youth and adults, it brings them to a very, very powerful and perceptive place that allows them to step into a greater role of service in their life. This level of awareness training also leads to greater experience of synchronicities and connection with purpose and ultimately one's vision. So wildlife tracking, it's a huge area, and we're going to be headed out to Moses Lake Sand Dunes, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal area, beautiful sand dunes where the substrate is just all sand. And when Mount St. Helens blew in the early 80s, it dumped a bunch of ash onto this area, so which is it's almost like talc, like baby powder, right? So the detail within the tracks when you're tracking out there is just phenomenal. A really diverse area, the Potholes State Park out there. And we're also going to make a big expedition out to Yellowstone, which is going to be phenomenal. That'll be happening in the wintertime. And we'll be tracking some of the large mammals out there, you know, and have just an amazing time, as well as tracking around our local bioregion right here in Sandpoint on the edges of Lake Pendere and other places. So we're really excited about the tracking component. I also want to cover our next category, the fifth category, bird language and the Native Scout teachings. And this is, again, a really, really exciting one. Bird language, right? So it starts with the understanding that the sounds that birds make are not just random. They're not random. They mean something, and it's kind of like a duh, you know. Well, of course, they're alive. They're in relationship to all these other creatures out there. Of course it means something. You know, yet that basic understanding has been lost to us. And, of course, they're interrelated with the whole natural world. And so, just like any other language, it's a language that you can learn. Now, it's a little different from French or Spanish, right? And requires a lot more quietness on your part to learn it. But it's entirely possible to learn and totally amazing, right? So here's an example, right? Imagine an event in the natural world. Imagine a bobcat chasing a snowshoe hare, chasing it, and the snowshoe hare is zigzagging back and forth, until finally that snowshoe hare tires, and the bobcat, with one great pounce, takes it out. And it's a powerful moment of life and death in the natural world. And a mama robin responds, tut, 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 and alarms. A song sparrow hears the alarm of the robin and responds as well with its own alarm, but its own alarm is a little bit more subtle. You know, you're walking by, and you hear that song sparrow. Maybe you just faintly hear the robin in the background, but you certainly don't directly perceive anything of what's going on there with the bobcat and the snowshoe hare. With bird language training, you can gain the awareness of exactly what's happening. You can know when you hear that song sparrow make that subtle call exactly what happened. And it's amazing what that opens up to you. The birds are constantly announcing this whole drama of what's happening in the natural world. And when we key into that, this huge window of connection opens up to us. It sounds amazing, and it is. And, you know, when you share this with people who have no training, it's really funny because oftentimes they'll think you're psychic or something. But no, not at all. It's just another layer of refined awareness training about the natural world that our ancestors practice. So, you know, another piece that's worth sharing is, we talk about our sphere of awareness and our sphere of disturbance, right? You can imagine as we move as human beings, imagine a person moving through the natural world, that each person has a sphere of what they're aware of. You could imagine like a bubble with you in the middle of it. And in this bubble are all the things you're paying attention to. And there's another sphere called our sphere of disturbance. This is all the sound and the disturbance that you're making. Right? And most people, from the modern experience, when they move in nature, their bubble of disturbance is much, much greater than their bubble of awareness. And that's why people don't really see much when they go out into nature. Or they might see, you know, at best, right, the fleeting tail, white tail of a white-tailed deer running off. And yet there's so much out there that we miss. You know, it's amazing. So in the immersion program, part of the training is about reducing the size of that bubble of disturbance and increasing the size of the bubble of awareness. And when the size of the bubble of awareness gets bigger than the bubble of disturbance, an amazing thing happens. Because we start to perceive creatures, animals, and birds in the natural world significant amounts of time before they perceive us. And we learn to spy on the fawn. You know, we learn to spy on the den of fox pups. You know, we come face to face with these creatures, and it stirs something deep inside of our hearts and our spirits to make this connection with the wild creatures. So bird language, it's a really special thing and an amazing pathway towards deep connection with nature. And also, as part of this area of study, we've got the way of the scout, the native scout teachings. And this goes back deep in our lineage, right? The scouts were a part of all earth-based cultures. They were the ones who took awareness training to the highest possible expression. The people depended on them, for they were the protectors of the people. They were aware, if the people were nomadic, of what kind of an impact are they really having on the land. They were aware of the food sources, of the water sources, of the seasonal rhythms. They were aware of any incoming enemies, if there were any in the area. The people depended on them, and they took that, again, that awareness training to the highest possible expression. They were masters of all the skills, and in a way, the way of the scout is the final synthesis of all of the skills. And again, they took the sensory training to an extremely highly refined and subtle place. What does it mean to spend 4 hours moving 100 feet? To train your sense of hearing in the pitch black when you've lost your primary dominant sense and you're depending on your sense of hearing and you learn to differentiate in the pitch black, you know, a light wind blowing on a fern versus a human body gently brushing against it. It opens up this whole world of sensory perception unknown to us previously. And it is, for anyone who's come to Twin Eagles and taken part in our scout experiences, whether, you know, because we do it at our youth programs and teen camps, a special place we love to do that, and in the adult programs we take it to a much higher level. And for anyone who's experienced it, you know how much fun it is. It's like you've never had that much fun in your whole life. I could tell all kinds of stories about the scout games that we've played through the years and the scout training. And, God, just how fun it is. So it's again, a really special experience. And in the end, again, something, and just as all these things are, these are things you need to experience to really gain any kind of authentic appreciation of. You can hear all the stories you want about them, but it's not anywhere close to the same as actually experiencing them. Our next area of study is what we call permaculture and regenerative design, and this is a really interesting one. You know, when I first got involved in the Deep Nature Connection movement 13 years ago back in Vermont in 99, Janine and I both got involved at the same time, and as we were already together, and we had taken some permaculture classes in like the mid-90s and mid-late 90s there down in the Southwest that were led by indigenous permaculture teachers. And when we got into the Deep Nature Connection movement, we would go out and have these phenomenal experiences, go on survival trips, you know, experience these scout trainings, deep wildlife tracking, you know, bird language, all these things, right, ethnobotany, and kind of come back to our regular homes and our cars and our lives, and something was way off. It was like, wow, like my love of nature in no way is being expressed in how I'm living, in how, in a day-to-day basis, my needs are getting met, and where my food's coming from, day-to-day. I'm not talking about being out on survival, but I mean just when I'm at home. And so enter permaculture. Enter in, we can grow our own foods, our own fruits and vegetables. We can compost. We can save seeds. You know, we can collect our own water. We can install gray water systems. We can build our structures in balance with nature, the big ones that we live in. I myself, Janine and I, we live in a 40-foot wooden yurt that is designed from the ground up that we built 3 years ago. It's designed from the ground up in total balance with the natural world, and it's amazing to live in. You know, understanding the movements of people and our basic needs and how to get those needs met. And it's great because permaculture has its original roots. You know, you look to Bill Mollison, and he acknowledges that the permaculture's roots are in indigenous wisdom, and of course, that's where Deep Nature Connection's roots are at as well. So it's a values match in a deep way. And here at Twin Eagles, you know, we're not about the whole lecture approach, right? Everything we do here is experiential. So certainly within Wilderness Immersion Program, on any given day, you know, it might be at most 20% lecture storytelling. And the rest is you're out there experiencing it, practicing these skills, learning these things, hands-on. So we're not going to make you sit through, you know, whatever, 60, 80 hours of lecture of permaculture. We're getting you out there, and you're going to learn these things by doing them. And, of course, you know, so the learning is in the doing. This is how we as human beings learn best. all right. And next up, we are going to have Janine share a little bit about nature-based mentoring.
All right. Thanks. It's been great to hear what you've been sharing so far, Tim.
Thanks.
So, yeah, I want to take a look here at the nature-based mentoring component of the immersion program. Nature-based mentoring is a relationship between a mentor and a student where learning is taking place and guidance is being given by the mentor to the student. It's pretty basic understanding. However, what we're doing in this work is that we take into account that the context shapes the learning and that it's just as important as the content, what's actually being given from mentor to student. You know, the way in which guidance is given is paramount to the learning process. And we've looked at cultures around the world that lived in close relationship with the Earth. And what's important to acknowledge is that the intricacies of the knowledge of the land and all the stories that were embedded in their culture, they were handed down from generation to generation in a very sophisticated manner. So the methods were extremely effective because it made the difference for survival. And we've examined these mentoring approaches closely, and we found that these methods of mentoring powerfully complement how the human brain learns best. So in the immersion program, nature-based mentoring is learned through immersion experiences. This mirrors the ancient practices of mentoring from cultures around the globe that I'm referring to. So students are in relationship with mentors from the very start. When you go outside, for example, on a summer's day, and you're laying in the sun and you feel the warmth of the sun on your body, it's the very same way with mentoring. The guidance of mentoring is promoting your self-awareness and your overall health and well-being and the very essence of your physical and your emotional and your spiritual survival. And there's mentors who are supporting you and guiding you. They're enriching your learning and they're helping you draw your full potential so that in the end you feel that you're bulging with gifts. And you'll know it because you feel it just like the sun is on your body on that warm summer day. You know, the results are there because you feel it, and the people around you, they tell you something's different about you. And they might not be able to completely name it, but they can feel it and they can see it in you. And this right here is the beauty of the leading edge of mentoring. It might seem invisible, yet you're emanating the results of good mentoring from within yourself, and the world is your witness. So, as well, students are given opportunities to mentor each other, their peers in the program. And you'll experience mentoring in a village setting in a variety of different ways throughout the year. And what comes as a result of all this immersion and guidance into nature-based mentoring, especially in the peer-to-peer and the community and the village context, is the ability to know we can continually wake up to making a difference in the world. And we have tangible skills for not just living our own self-awareness and connection with people and place, but we have the passion and the ability and the tangible tools to do that for other people as well. And this, right here, this is when we become truly empowered people because we know we're making a difference in the world and we're taking part in a culture that's renewing itself by the very means of mentoring. Mm. So that's the little medicine bundle on nature-based mentoring here in the immersion program.
Perfect, perfect. And, you know, it's worth noting that part of the Wilderness Immersion Program experience here at Twin Eagles includes the Art of Mentoring workshop. And the Art of Mentoring is a week-long workshop happening the second week of October. For participants in the program, it's just part of the experience. And it's also open to the public for people to register for. So if the nature-based mentoring does something for you, if you feel like, wow, like that's something I'd like to experience more of, I really would encourage you to come out and check out the Art of Mentoring, whether you're doing the immersion program or not. We're enrollment's coming in right now. We're at 75 people. Imagine bringing the best mentors from here at Twin Eagles and through our bioregion and across the country all together to facilitate this huge adult workshop, and alongside that, having toddler programs and youth programs all happening. So we really recreate the whole village experience. We really recreate a culture of nature connection. And hard to really understand this next statement if you haven't experienced it, but the potential for learning is exponentially increases as you bring more and more people with shared values who are all on the nature connection journey. So when you have so many people all together taking this journey together, the impact on you individually is profound and really significant. People consistently report just the art of mentoring alone is a tremendously life-altering experience that that has really changed who they are and instilled a tremendous amount of hope in them. So that's coming up. More info on our website, www.twineagles.org, if you're interested in that. Okay, final of the eight areas is, gosh, probably my favorite right now. You know, they're all kind of my favorite, but inner tracking. And I always like to put that little saying next to it, know thyself. What does that mean? What does that mean? Gandhi said it. We must be the change we wish to see in this world. And I think that really names what this is all about. As we take this journey of deep connection to nature and to community, our awareness of everything outside of us is increasing. We're building our connection to the world, to nature, to people. We're building that awareness. And there's a very natural response to that, which is our awareness of our own self naturally increases in response. So the internal awareness increases as the external awareness increases. And in this, we come into a greater expression and understanding of ourselves. We learn what it is to tap our creative potential. We learn to really hear our heart and follow its wisdom. Janine and I had the great privilege and blessing of working with a Lakota holy man, Gilbert Walking Bull, from the years of 1999 to 2007, and he passed away in early April of 2007. And Gilbert would talk about this. He would talk about, we must make the connection between our hearts and our heads. We got to make that connection and learn to express that. Build that channel up. So inner tracking is about tapping our passion. And when I say passion, I mean there's a lot of things we're passionate about. But I'm talking about our deep passion, our heart's deepest passion, our soul's passion, our spirit's passion. You know, the passion I feel when I'm out on a wilderness survival experience. The passion you might feel when you're out tracking coyotes on the Moses Lake sand dunes and you feel fully alive in your body and you're just like, God, this is so great. You know, following that passion where you feel fully alive, following that and trusting that. For that passion guides us to our power. It guides us to our power as individuals, our medicine, our gifts, what makes you special. That we've each been put here on this creation for a reason, and we each have unique gifts, and the world needs that. And from that place of power, from that medicine, indeed, we find our purpose, our very vision, our deepest calling, why we're here on this planet at this time, what we have to give to the world. That may or may not be in alignment with what others want or don't want for us, but it's in alignment with our deepest sense of self. And so the inner tracking journey, that's what we're referring to by that. There's more to say here on inner tracking, but I'm going to pause on it and come revisit it in just a moment. So that completes the eight different areas, right? The naturalist study, ethnobotany, wilderness survival, wildlife tracking, bird language and native scout teachings, permaculture, nature-based mentoring, and inner tracking. Those are the eight areas of study within the Twin Eagles Wilderness Immersion Program. And there's some other important points just to touch on here. I do want to touch on the instructors that we have. Of course, there's Janine and I, and Janine and I will be lead designers and lead instructors in the program. I'm in the role of program director for it. And, you know, we bring a real love and a passion for all of this, as you're probably getting a sense of now here over the phone. That's really special. And what people can consistently tell us, you know, is that there's something really profound about our level of excitement and passion and connection and love for all of this, for the natural world, for all these old ancient ancestral technologies, for these old ways of mentoring, and for bridging that to people in this modern day and age and to supporting people to make that connection with each other and with nature and with themselves. And so we're headed the program up. We have also got Barry Moses on board. Barry, which I'm just thrilled about. Barry is a member of the Spokane Tribe of Indians and lives over in Spokane, Washington, just a couple hours away. And we've known each other for about the past 5 or 6 years. And Barry is going to be a staff specialist and supporting the inner tracking journey, as well as what we call cultural restoration. And I'll be touching on both those more in just a moment. But just to say that, you know, when we first met Barry, Barry got on a really deep level why it was that we founded Twin Eagles. He saw that Janine and I had a deep love for the world. He saw our concern for the state of the world. He saw that we so much wanted something better for the world and that we weren't willing to enter into a cynical place about it, but that we were staying in a place of hope. And, you know, because we're realists. I mean, I get the struggles that our world is facing. And I also get that if we don't have a vision of hope, then where the heck are we really headed as a species? We have to have a vision of hope, a positive vision for the future that we're headed towards if we're going to make this world a better place. And I do believe that we can, and I do believe that nature can do that because I've seen it do that to me. And Janine has seen nature connection do that to her. And we've seen it transform kids, adults, families, communities. I'm very hopeful about the potential for all this. And so Barry saw that and was deeply inspired by it and saw that the work we were doing was really restoring holistic and healthy culture back to the modern experience, you know, one relationship at a time in our own way. And, of course, what we saw was that he was doing the same thing with his own people, with the Spokane tribe, bringing back their traditional values, restoring traditional nature-based culture back with his people. And so there was a great bond that formed right from the beginning and a great admiration and respect for one another and one another's work, one another's work in the world. And since that time, we've really supported his work and he's really supported ours. And Barry is, he doesn't like it when I build him up because, you know, he's just a guy too, like anybody else. But he does have some very special gifts, as we all do. He has some very special gifts that he's developed. And one of them is in the realm of inner tracking. And in my experience, he's one of the most skillful facilitators of the inner tracking journey and really gets deep nature connection on a personal, on an ancestral level, a personal level, on a cultural and a community level. So I'm just thrilled that we've got him on board and he's part of the program. He'll be coming in and facilitating the various, helping to facilitate the introductory weekend as well as the various rites of passages that we have scattered throughout the year. And we've also got Marisha Auerbach, who is going to be our permaculture specialist. She is coming in from Portland, Oregon, and Marisha is one of the top permaculture presenters and facilitators here in the Northwest. She is very skilled in the area and has a tremendous amount of expertise that she's bringing to the table. We're just really excited. She's got a history of working with the field of bringing together deep nature connection with with permaculture. So we're really excited about that and really lucky to have her on board our team. It's also worth mentioning just a few words about Sandpoint, the community itself. Sandpoint is the little town where we live. We live just north of Sandpoint, Idaho. And so you can imagine we're about an hour south of Canada. Sandpoint is a small town, north Idaho, nestled right up against the northern shore of Lake Ponderay, which is a huge freshwater lake, so big that the Navy used to test submarines in it. So, of course, whenever there's this kind of water, you know, it's a very, very diverse, ecologically diverse bioregion because of it. And as well, it's nestled between two mountain ranges, the Selkirk Mountains to the west and the Cabinet Mountain Range to the east. And it's full of national forest and diversity and just life. And it's really pristine is the word I always use to describe our home here, because it absolutely is. The mammals, right? The mammals are a great indicator of the health of the ecosystem. We have got pretty much every large mammal we possibly could, and then some. We've got, you know, of course, the deer, elk, and moose. We've got wolves. We've got cougars. We've got wolverines that need tremendous wilderness in order to thrive, tremendous open wild spaces. We even have the last remaining herd of caribou in the lower 48 states that comes down the Selkirk Mountains from British Columbia down into North Idaho. So it's a very, very wild place, and it's a very wilderness is very strong here. And I think that's so important for a wilderness immersion program experience, that it does get away from the big metropolitan areas. It gets away from the cities. And that, you know, for people like yourselves who are considering a program like this, that you have the opportunity to do it in a place like this, you know, like Sandpoint and this whole outlying area. It's a really special experience. And lately, Sandpoint's caught a lot of a national attention. You know, it wasn't like this when Janine and I first moved here 8 years ago, but since then, you know, all the big newspapers and magazines have caught on and called Sandpoint, you know, best small town in the West, you know, best outdoor town in the country, you know, and it's getting a lot of publicity. But we're really grateful to be living here, and think it's just a perfect place for the Wilderness Immersion Program. As well, it's worth mentioning the community aspect to the program. So on a basic level, just joining up in a program like this, your learning journey is really greatly amplified by going through it together with a group of peers and, you know, having people with shared values who are equally passionate about making this deep nature connection journey is only amplifies your experience, because you get to learn all the stuff that they learn and they get to learn all the stuff that you learn. And so doing it with a group is a really profound experience, and the kinship that forms amongst that group are some of the bonds that can last a lifetime. I look back at when I did my immersion program years ago, and, you know, some of my best friends now are those people who I went through that. And the bonds we have, you know, literally last a lifetime and beyond. And then there's the greater Twin Eagles community, the greater Nature Connection community here in the Inland Northwest and Sandpoint and Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. Having been here 7 years, you know, this area naturally, I think, attracts people with a love for nature. So there's lots of, like, old hippie back-to-the-landers, and there's lots of new, you know, young, progressive, nature-loving folks, artists, big artist community. But through our work at Twin Eagles and through the Deep Nature Connection movement, there's really been a greater community of families and babies and elders and adults and moms and dads and young adults and teens that have all grown together with this vision and with this movement. And so, you know, experiences like the Art of Mentoring, where we bring in the community, you know, really add to the experience of a Wilderness Immersion Program participant. And, again, to have that feeling of, wow, I found my people. You know, there's people who I love, who share these values of deep nature connection with me, and they're right here. They've got my back. You know, that alone is life changing for people, and we consistently get those comments from friends. So we're at about 12 o'clock. We've been going for about an hour here. We've got about half an hour longer in our call today, and I want to shift gears a little bit and address a few more things here. I want to address the question which we get a lot, which is what makes this program unique? What makes the Twin Eagles Wilderness Immersion Program unique? And there's really three things I want to point at. Number one is depth mentoring. And by depth mentoring, you know, I'm referring to forming authentic, real relationships between mentors and participants, where the mentor is committed to the participant in achieving their very greatest potential. You know, it's really the complete opposite of, like, the boring lecture hall approach and that professor that you never quite met, even, you know, and you're always a little awkward about because he never knew your name and, like, who was that guy anyway, right? It's about making real, authentic relationships with your mentors and the mentors showing up in a big way, being committed to you as a participant, showing up day in, day out, through thick and through thin, through the good times and the hard times, right? Where we as mentors hold a high bar of what's possible for you as a human being and hold you to that. And we understand that everyone's human and everyone makes a mistake and the journey's never perfect. And that's why it's so important to have mentors who are so deeply committed to the participants. These relationships go very, very deep and are very powerful in facilitating the journey of connection. This is how Janine and I were mentored. This is like our operating system of mentoring, if you will, how we know to mentor people. I don't really know how to do this in any other way other than make that full commitment, and it's a reciprocal process. So the most powerful relationships are those when the participant and the student and the mentor truly make that commitment to one another in a long-term fashion. And I still am in relationship with my mentors today and still benefit from those relationships and in turn pass them on. And that's part of our gift here. That's part of our commitment individually and as an organization. So as we like to say, it's about love and it's about care and it's about commitment. It's about the reciprocation. Oftentimes we say, yeah, here at Twin Eagles, you're going to have a mentor and you're going to know it because we'll show up for you. And we're going to really support you to grow into the greatest possible expression of who you are as a human being. And that's something really unique about Twin Eagles. You know, that's one of the things we're very proud of and a big part of the culture here. Number two of the three items, what makes us so unique, right? I want to revisit inner tracking. You probably got a sense. That's a big one, right? So inner tracking, right? One of my early mentors, Paul Resendiz, who wrote the book Tracking and the Art of Seeing. He's a great guy, great human being. he wrote a great book about inner tracking you might check out called The Wild Within. And in it, Paul says, he says that the most elusive creature of them all to track is the self. And in all my years, you know, I've clearly found that to be the case. Having mentored people in this journey for 13 years, what we found is that the greatest blocks that people come up against are those that are self-imposed. And usually those happen subconsciously. So inner tracking is about taking the depth mentoring journey and taking it even deeper. It's about really discovering who you are on the inside, in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit. Coming to a deep sense of peace with that and self-acceptance and self-love. It's truly an archetypal journey that humans have been making since, you know, time immemorial. Joseph Campbell calls it the hero's journey. We might call it the heroine's journey, right? And to move, you know, it was once said that there's an old native legend that says that a creator pulled a trick on the human beings in making self-awareness the most difficult of all things to experience. You know, it's so easy to look at somebody else and tell them what their issues and problems are and help them out and tell them what they should do, right? And yet when it comes to, wow, doing that for ourselves, it can be very, very tricky. Hence Paul's quote, the self is the most elusive creature of them all to track. And so this is where we really need one another. We need peers. We need mentors. We need guides in this journey. All the great inner tracking teachers I've ever had consistently give us the message that inner tracking is always something that's done in community. It's never something that is done alone, because it really can't be done alone. Now, okay, you can do a certain amount of self-awareness work, meditation or whatnot, but we're talking about something much different. We're talking about something much different. We're talking about a facilitated process by experienced guides who have an ongoing commitment to inner tracking for their own selves, right, and an ongoing practice of inner tracking for their own selves, who are experienced in guiding others through this very significant and sensitive journey. People who are really able to show up in a big way so that we can guide folks through their inner blocks into a greater expression of themselves. And as I said, in all the years of working with people, these inner blocks, these are the things that are the ones that take people out on the journey. And so oftentimes, you know, it's so easy to miss this and put it off till later. Yet what we've found is by making inner tracking a significant component of the experience, it absolutely increases the odds of success on the journey and people really getting the full benefits of the Deep Nature Connection mentoring journey. So it's important, you know, and that you understand that when you come here, there is a real shared passion here for the inner journey and a passion for knowing yourself and what makes you tick and what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses and willing to face those things. And we'll take it slow and we'll also hold you to a high bar of what's possible for yourself. And we'll support each person on their own journey in a big way. So that's inner tracking. And the third area I want to address what really makes our Twin Eagles Wilderness Immersion Program so unique is cultural restoration. And this really addresses, you know, what you might consider the ills of our society: climate change, war, depression, obesity, addiction. I could go on and on. Obviously, I don't need to. You've heard it all. It's all over the media. But in a basic way, you know, we got some real issues in our world today. And again, I'm a realist. I don't downplay that at all. You know, there's some real issues that we face here at this time in history that people have never faced before. And yet what we see is that so much of the solution to these problems lies in developing a foundation of connection, a foundation of connection to nature, to community, to self. You know, stretching ourselves, getting out there, making that deep nature connection. The research has all been done. Everyone knows how good it is for mind, heart, body, soul, spirit. It's clear. But we have to get out there and do it. And it's so hard when it's always iPads and iPhones and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, the busy, over-scheduled lives that we all live, right? Stretching and making those connections with our community. Oh, yeah, you know, why is it that I've only said hello to my neighbor, you know, 2 times in the last 10 years? Is that really the life we want for ourselves? You know, and really taking a good, heart, honest look in our own hearts, in our own selves, and stretching ourselves and growing in that journey of inner tracking and inner work, the inner journey. You know, as we do this, we start to change the culture. We start to change ourselves. The relationships with others do change. They do increase. They do get better. We learn a quality of life that we never knew was possible. And slowly, one relationship at a time, culture changes. Healthy culture gets restored. And that's the journey of cultural restoration. You know, there's so much we have to learn from the indigenous cultures. You know, oh, culture, you know, think about it. What is culture? Originally, culture was just groups of people and how they interacted, their morals and their norms and their values. And it grew from their basic and unique expression of the connection to their place. Right? The unique expressions of each culture came from the unique characteristics of the land where they came from, where they live. And, of course, with the destruction of traditional culture, so much has been lost, but it's not impossible for us to reclaim that. And that's so much of what we're here to do. We look at these cultures, these indigenous cultures who with a deep connection to nature, and we say, wow, what practices did they have in place, and what can we learn from that? You know, we're not saying we should all be Indians or we should all go back and live in the Stone Age, but we're saying human beings who have a deep connection with nature, there's something for us Westerners to learn there. And there, actually, there's a lot for us to learn there. And again, this is where I feel so blessed and honored and just thrilled that to have our connection with Barry. You know, working with indigenous cultures has been a big passion of mine over the years. And, you know, Barry is really an expert in this journey of cultural restoration. And, again, he doesn't like it when I talk him up, so. But he has some real special gifts here. And he's been doing this journey of cultural restoration locally with his own, with the Spokane tribe, and as well supporting us in our journey of cultural restoration. And, you know, it's worth acknowledging. This is a huge journey. This is not something that's going to happen in 9 months, right? Our elders, I remember when Jake Swamp told us that, you know, it's a 300-year journey. Okay, try this on for a second. A 300-year journey before we're going to see the full results of the work that we're doing. 300 years. So what does that mean? You know, I've heard other Native elders tell us 500 years. You know, what that means is we're never going to see the full results of this work. This is significant work of changing the tide of what it is to be alive at this time on the planet. And who are we really doing it for? Well, yeah, I'm doing it for me because when I get out there and I do all this stuff, I feel fully alive, and this is my purpose, this is my passion, this is who I am. And yet, I'm doing it for someone who I'll never meet. I'm doing it for my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren and beyond. Knowing that this takes time to shift culture in these ways. We're just a small movement right now, growing movement, and it grows bigger by the day. I mean, now we can count over 200 organizations committed to the Deep Nature Connection Mentoring Journey throughout the world. And yet, even when I'm 100 years old, I won't see the full results of this. So it's a deep place of service to be in. And and we can look back, you know, in the old days, and this is one of the teachings that indigenous societies have to offer us. You know, there always was that seven-generation thinking, and of course we're not talking about, you know, toilet paper, the seven-generation brand now that you see at the health food stores. You know, we're talking about really considering what impact does my actions and my choices and my thoughts and my words today have on those children that I'll never meet. And the good things I have in this world, why are they really there? Oh, that was the work of my ancestors. You know, and in the old way, there was that connection, like a living chain, a legacy of connection to those ancestors seven generations back who loved us enough to make the world a good place for us and remember these gifts and pass these gifts on. And that's where all this is coming from. I mean, you know, Janine and I have had the opportunity to work with indigenous teachers, you know, over these last 13 years and are really honored and humbled to be able to have this opportunity to take that love and to pass it on to you and to future generations. And so in that way, you know, we align ourselves with the ancestors and with the future generations. And it's a very, very powerful place to be. So cultural restoration, so the Wilderness Immersion Program here at Twin Eagles, it's just it's a drop in the bucket, to be honest. I mean, it's an amazing journey of 9 months, and yet, wow, compared to 500 years, well, it's, you know, just a drop in the bucket. So part of a much bigger journey. Okay, well, we're at 12:15. There's about 15 minutes left here. It's been a great call so far, and really excited about this. And I do want to take an opportunity here. You know, as I was thinking about, well, what's going to give folks a sense of the Deep Nature Connection journey here with the Twin Eagles Wilderness Immersion Program, one of the things I thought that would be great would be to get at least one of our participants who are currently enrolled in the program and to hear from them, you know, because certainly that's going to be a part of the experience as well. And one of the things I'm just so excited about is the significant passion that the folks who are currently registered have. I mean, it is just an amazing group of human beings who are currently enrolled in for the program this year. And I thought what would be great was to bring one of them on the call here. So my good friend Mike Koff is on the line here. And Mike, I'm going to give you the microphone here.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good, been enjoying the call here so far?
Oh, yeah. You know, sounds great. Sign me up right now.
Yeah, right. Hey, you already are. Well, so what I thought, Mike, was that it'd be great just to, you know, give you a chance to share for a few minutes here about your connection to all of this, to the program, to Twin Eagles. Maybe share about what this means to you and why you chose to participate this year.
Yeah, sure, I'd be happy to.
Awesome.
All right, well, the first point I want to hit on is really the quality of the mentoring that I see in Twin Eagles. There's a lot of wilderness immersion programs and a lot of nature connection schools that I've shopped around at, so to say. And the reason that I keep coming back to Twin Eagles and volunteering and wanting to be a part of their culture here is just because it's so much deeper. It's a lot of schools go wide, and very few right now are going deep. And the Twin Eagles experiences is really, it's really deep because of the instructor-to-student ratio is so much higher. There's very few students and quite a few instructors, and it's just so much more potent. You can really feel it. And one of my good friends, Finnan, who volunteered at the summer camps with me, really, he's been in the Twin Eagles community for, I don't know, 7-8 years now or something like that, and he was talking to me about how Janine knows him so well now that when he expressed to her this want and this need in his mentoring, she was able to know exactly how to bring that out in him because of the quality of the time that they've spent together. And it's really not a matter of, it's not a matter of time spent, it's a matter of quality. You can walk around in the woods every day for your whole life and you may never have anyone bring those questions out of you that really attach you to those trees and those animals, the strings of connection that turn into ropes. The Twin Eagles team really knows how to bring that out. I hear a lot of people say, when I'm talking to people from RDNA or from WAS or from Tracker School, they say, man, those are the days, like those first days. If you could have been there those first couple of years, you know, back before the students, like the numbers got really high, man, if I could just have a time machine and go back to when WAS just started and it was John Young and Ingwe there, if I could just jump in a time machine and go back to the first couple of years of Tracker School. And right now, I don't need a time machine because this is the moment at Twin Eagles. When people are going to say, man, I wish I could go back to that first year when it was just Daniel and Tim and Barry and Janine. And so for me, this is really an opportunity that I need to jump on at the moment. Because I want to say, like, yeah, I was there back when it was that most potent of times. And another thing I want to hit on is really the investment that making this financial and time investment in yourself, for me, is just amazing. Because I'll be honest with you, it took me a while to make the decision to make the financial leap into this, but what really hit it off for me was I've only been doing this kind of stuff for a couple of years now, and from only my experience with the Twin Eagles program and doing the Come On and Naturals training program, after a year and a half of mentoring from Tim and Janine, I was already hired on at WAS as a contract educator, and I attribute that almost 100% to the mentoring in mentoring that Jim and Janine have brought out in me, and Daniel Kirkhoff, too, is a great guy. And so the time and financial investment in this is really also just exponentially better at this most potent of times. And if I could just also speak to what Tim already said about the quality of the land out here in Sandpoint. I've been here for a week now, and I've learned more about tracking and just bird language than I've ever learned anywhere else. I'm from kind of a rural spot over on the coast out in kind of by WASS in Tacoma in the Seattle area. But being out here is just, wow, I feel like I'm in tracker heaven. It's just amazing. I didn't even know, like, what a geographical change could make in my learning journey. It's just, ugh, if I would have known this, I would have moved to Sandpoint probably about 5 years ago when I first got interested in wilderness schools. It's crazy. But, yeah, and also the last point I want to hit on is the peer mentoring and just the camaraderie of what a small class size is going to do for each other. And one of the things I'm actually most interested in is the peer mentoring and just pushing each other and just creating these connections between the students that is really where we're going to feel the most connected on, you know, like when you have like one of those experiences, like right after graduation, or maybe you just got back from a ski trip with your friends, and it's just like those moments that last forever. And those kind of moments when you're doing this kind of work are really a daily occurrence, and you almost forget how amazing they are. And me and Oriana Coral and Finley and Cassie, we've some of us who have already signed up, we've been working on and kind of trying to spearhead the whole like class camaraderie thing by coming up with activities and getting ready to this kind of unofficial auxiliary facility we've been working on out of the house that we're renting. And we're really going to try to do our best to bring out the best in the mentors and our fellow students in this. So it's not just the Tim and Janine and Daniel and Barry who are going to be making this awesome. We, all of us who have already signed up are fully committed to making this the best that we can for each other. And, wow. And, yeah, it's just going to be crazy. So that's kind of my two cents on the deal.
Oh, that's great, Mike.
And thanks for giving me the opportunity to just, just thanks for the opportunity to thank you, Tim. This has been great so far, and I'm looking forward to a wild year.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
Some good words there. All right, so, just getting the microphone set back here. So, yeah, so Mike has just shared some beautiful things there, and as I mentioned, he's totally right. The participants who are currently enrolled are just a really great group of people and a tremendous amount of passion and commitment, all that's already being expressed, as Mike has shared with us. And, it's worth mentioning, I think, that really, I want to say we definitely have the highest respect for all the various wilderness schools and organizations that are out there. And we're in very good standing with all the different organizations. It's a beautiful time in history right now that we have so many different wilderness schools and nature connection organizations that are growing, and obviously we're a big part of that. And there's different gifts at each. And Mike has, of course, made a really strong connection with the gifts that are here. And we just feel like, hey, if that works for you, and if you feel that connection, and this feels like a good match to you, then we welcome you to come on out. And if not, that's great too. And blessings on the journey either way. So, all right. So we're coming right towards the end of our time here. I do want to touch on our special offer, which, as we promised, I would mention this. So here's what we've got to offer: is for any of the listeners on the call today, as well as anyone who's listening to the recording of this call, we're going to offer you a special discount of 10% off if you enroll in the next 2 weeks. So today is the 9th, so that means if you enroll by September 23rd, we'll give you a full 10% off, which is pretty significant. The program price is $10,450, so that's, $1,045 off the price. And as we said, we've got a great group, and we do still have more room. The program starts the final Friday of September, which is Friday, September 28th, about 3 weeks from now. And for any of you who are just kind of on the fence and who do feel like, hey, this feels like a good match for me, we want to encourage you to go for it. You know, if you feel like you've got that calling, you feel like this is something you want for yourself, maybe you're on the fence, we're offering this discount as a way of encouraging you to participate. And I do want to also mention, we do have a scholarship program. Now, the normal deadline is 6 weeks prior, so officially we'd be out of that window, and that means, you know, no more scholarships would be available. However, we do still have some additional scholarship funds, and so I want to tell everyone who's listening right now, again, on the call live or on the recording, go ahead and if that would help, fill out the scholarship application form. We offer scholarships of anywhere from 10 to 30% off, which represents some pretty significant savings, 10 to 30% off with scholarships. So check that out. That's still available for folks. It could really significantly bring the price down for folks who are considering it. And as well, if you're looking at it for this year, give us a call, you know, send an email, reach out, and let's just check in. We're big on, you know, seeing if this is a good match, and if so, we'll support you on it. I'm not big on pressuring people or anything like that. We're strongly invested in having this be a long-term success, so we only want to support people where it's really going to work. You know, I just want to say, again, a big thank you to everyone for joining us on the call, whether it's live here today or you're listening to the recording. Thanks for taking some time out of your schedule. I hope this has helped give you more of a sense of the program, both from the logical perspective as well as the mind, as well as the heart. And please stay in touch with us. Our website is www.twineagles.org. TWINEAGLES.org. And if you're not already, please sign up for our email list. We send out messages once or twice a month, and we've got regular messages about the immersion program. So if you're considering it, it's a great way to stay connected with us. Occasionally we offer other, you know, calls and discounts and deals, so there's some good motivation to join there. And, yeah, if you're interested in this year, by all means, give us a ring, send an email. My email, you can email me directly, is tim@twineagles.org. So it's really simple, tim@twineagles.org. You can call us at 208-265-3685. That's our home office line. And, yeah, get in touch with us if you're considering this year, because it is coming up quick. If you're considering the program for future years, I really want to encourage folks to consider coming out for maybe a week, you know, before the Wilderness Immersion Program. We're hosting the Art of Mentoring. I mentioned that. That's coming up in the second week of October. It's going to be a really, really powerful experience. We'd love to have you join us for that. We've got a variety of different possibilities there. Another great way to experience that Mike was to experience Twin Eagles that Mike was referring to was come out and volunteer for a week of summer camp. See mentoring in action with our young people. You know, we've got 7 years of history of running youth programs, and some of the kids have been with us that long. And summer camp is a great opportunity to connect. Obviously, that's not coming up till next June, but there's that. And as well, I think this year we'll likely be creating some free days at the Twin Eagles Wilderness Immersion Program designed for people considering the program in the future to come out and try it for a day. Just try it for free for a day. Come on out. We'll have you join the group, and you get to just experience it firsthand. Okay? So that's it for now. Again, a big thank you to everybody, to Mike and to Janine and to all of our listeners out there. Thanks very much. Hope you all have a great day, and I look forward to connecting more later. Okay, thanks now. Goodbye.